Welcome to ESL Podcast's English Cafe, Episode 7. Welcome to Episode number 7 of the English Cafe, your place to learn about all things related to English. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in the beautiful city of Los Angeles, California. On today's English Cafe, we're going to talk about the television system in the United States. We're going to talk about spelling bees, the difference between policy and politics. We'll also talk a little bit about pronunciation in the United States. And as always, we'll take a few questions. Let's get started. We're going to start today by talking a little bit about the television in the United States. And Stefan from Germany had suggested this topic. Well, there are lots of television channels in the United States. First of all, I should tell you there's a difference between a channel, channel, and a station, station. A station is located in each city, and there are individual companies that own stations. Here in Los Angeles, there are probably 15 or 20 television stations. These are sometimes called broadcast stations. Broadcast, broadcast, means that the television signal, the television information, goes through the airwaves. So anyone, the airwaves, AIRWAVES, just means the atmosphere, really, goes through the air, and anyone with an antenna can listen to these television stations. And there are thousands of television stations in the United States. A television channel is usually a network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K, a network where many stations get together from different cities and start a channel. And the channel are the big national companies that make programs, television programs, and so forth. So, for example, ABC, the American Broadcast Company, is one of the major television channels or television networks in the United States. There are five all-private major large networks in the United States. We know them usually by their letters. So ABC, CBS, NBC, and then there's Fox, FOX, and finally the WB. These are the Fox and WB are a little smaller than the other three networks, the other three channels. Well, that's just, of course, for people who want to get their television with an antenna on the top of their house, on the top of their roof. R-O-O-F, the top of your house, is called a roof. There are, of course, are other ways to get television, including cable television. Cable, C-A-B-L-E, is when the company. A company puts a special, it's like a wire, a special cable that goes into your house and plugs in, goes into the back of your television. And that is called cable television. You can also get television from satellite. And in the United States, there are two large satellite television companies. One of them is called Dish TV, D-I-S-H, because that part of the satellite, if you look at a satellite receiver, the thing that sends or receives satellite information, there is a what looks like a plate or a round dish. And so one of the networks, satellite networks, is called Dish TV. The other one, I think, is called Direct TV. Well, these are other ways of getting television, and there are hundreds of television cable channels or cable networks. And so you can listen, or rather watch, many different types of television on a cable. But if you are just using an antenna on your roof, like me, you can only get maybe 5-10 different stations through the regular television. So those are the two types of, or a couple of ways you can get television. There is a public television station in the United States, or a number of public television stations, and one public television network or channel, and that's called the Public Broadcasting System, or PBS, we call it. This is a organization that is non-profit, non-profit. Well, a profit is when you make money. You get more money than you spend. A nonprofit is a group that doesn't worry about making money. The PBS network receives some money from the U.S. government, but very small amount. It is much smaller than other public television networks or channels in other countries. For example, in England, in Great Britain, there is the British Broadcasting Corporation, I think it's the C, BBC. You all know about the BBC. Well, that's a huge, large, publicly supported, in other words, the government gives that company lots of money to have television and radio stations and internet stations. Well, PBS, the public television in the United States, is much smaller. And usually there's just one public station in each city. And so the number of programs, the number of TV shows on public television is very small compared to most countries. In fact, it's so small that the most popular programs on public television in the United States are from the BBC. The Public Broadcasting System, PBS, has programs that were originally on the BBC. In fact, the most popular, one of the most popular public television or PBS programs is called Masterpiece Theater. Masterpiece, Masterpiece, a masterpiece in art or literature is a great thing, a great work of art is a masterpiece. It's wonderful. Masterpiece Theater has shows, stories, many from the great novels in English, and some great novels in other languages translated into English. Masterpiece Theater For example, right now, it's on Sunday night at 9 o'clock in most cities. They have a six-hour program based on or using Charles Dickens' novel, Bleak Street. So you could watch that on public television. But again, that is originally from the BBC, and many of the best programs on public television are from the BBC. Another question we had to talk about American culture comes from Michelle in Italy. And Michelle wanted to know about spelling contests in the United States. Well, this is a very good question. It's very popular in American schools to have what are called spelling bees, B-E-E-S, just like the little insects, right? A bee that buzzes bzz, and makes honey. Well, the spelling bee is a contest, and students are asked to spell a word in English, and then they have to stand in front of a microphone and spell the word. So, for example, they may say priorities, and the student has to stand in front of the mic and say P-R-I-O-R-I-T-I-E-S. If they get it wrong, then they are out of the game, out of the contest. These are very popular in almost every school. In fact, there's national competitions for spelling. Now, of course, English spelling can be very difficult because unlike some languages where there are the sound of the word is how you spell the word. But in English, that isn't always true. In fact, many times it is not true. I don't like these spelling bees very much myself. I participated. I was in one when I was in school. Yes, I won, but it wasn't very fun, and I don't think they really help very much. Spelling, the ability to spell, is mostly related to how much you read. People who read more spell better. And so it's really a kind of a reading test, a spelling bee is. But that's what a spelling bee is. They're very popular, and there are national state and national competitions every year, usually for kids in 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade. Usually junior high and high school students are part of these spelling bees, though many schools younger have them as well. So thank you for that question, Michelle. Now we'll take a few other questions. First one comes from Marat in Moscow. And Marat wants to know, and I apologize if I mispronounce your name, but M-A-R-A-T in Moscow asks if there's a difference in pronunciation between where I am from originally, which is the state of Minnesota, in the Midwest part of the United States, and the pronunciation here in Los Angeles. And the answer is yes, there is definitely a difference. And the United States, just like most countries, you know where someone is from if you listen to their accent. And there are many different accents in the United States, as in many other countries. Other languages have these as well. Minnesota does have an accent you can identify. One thing of the Minnesota accent is the O. The O is very long, so we would say Minnesota instead of Minnesota. But thank you for that question, Marat. Another question comes from Nicole, and Nicole wants to know the difference between the word policy and the word politics. Policy, P-O-L-I-C-Y, can mean any rule or regulation that an organization has. Policy can also be your plan, your program to fix some problem. So, for example, the government has a policy on the environment, what they are going to do to help the environment, we hope, and that is their program. And it could be laws, it could be money they spend, and so forth. Politics, P-O-L-I-T-I-C-S, is anything related to the way the government or a large organization works. Usually when we talk about politics in government, we're talking about people trying to get elected, for example, to become president, to become a member of the Congress of the United States, which is our legislative organization that makes the laws. That's all part of politics. Well, as usual, we want to thank Dr. Lucy Say, who helps us with these podcasts and gives us lots of help. She is very important, and so thank you again, Lucy. That's all for today's English Cafe. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles. We'll see you next time on the English Cafe. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.